We ask that you hear the prayer of Paul on behalf of the saint in the Church of Ephesus and give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we truly know you and know you better and know that what you have in store for us and help us to receive all the blessing that you have in store for us and help us to be the overcomer, O Lord. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The more I study the book of Ephesus, and I found out that God indeed is very, very gracious to Paul and reveal the will of God to him so that he can write down the will of God for us. And in chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Why should we praise him? Because God the Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us in the heavenly realms. I want you to mention that. Has blessed us. Paul didn't say, will bless us. Paul said, has blessed us already. And he's seen it. He wants us to be able to see it. That's why in 17, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I want you to know that the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us. Where did he bless us? Has blessed us in the heavenly realms. I want you to circle the word, in the heavenly realms. If the Lord has blessed us in the heavenly realm, you think he will not bless us in the earthly realm? For sure he will bless you in the earthly realm. A lot of people get blessing in the earthly realm, but didn't get the blessing in the heavenly realm. The only those people who get blessing in the heavenly realm be able to enter the kingdom of God with rich welcome. On top of that, what kind of blessing he gives to us? With every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, in order for us to receive the blessing, circle the word, in Christ. In Christ. You want to get the blessing? You have to live in Christ. Or Christ in you. No apostle will write this so clearly. How can we get blessing? If you are not in Christ, you won't get the blessing. If you are not in Christ, you won't bear fruit. You write that down right beside in Christ. You write Gospel of John 15. Because Jesus Christ is the true vine, and we are the branches. The branch cannot bear fruit unless you are in the true vine in Christ. In Christ means you are the saint. Chapter 1, verse 1. In Christ means you are the faithful one. In Christ means, verse 15, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith not in anything else but in the Lord Jesus Christ." If you have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and if you have love for all the saints, you are in Christ. 1:15, Ephesians. You write down 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. Have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That means you fulfill the commands of God. The command of God is this. To believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means have faith in Jesus Christ. and according to his command, according to his word, we have to love one another, love each other. When you fulfill the commands of God in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, you will have a better blessing. You are in Christ, or Christ in you. Why would I say in Christ is Christ in you? When you are in Christ, that means Christ is in you. When Christ empower you, when Christ enlighten you, when Christ strengthen you, then you can have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and you can love one another. You can fulfill the Lord's command. So, Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, it's only 6 chapters. But the first chapter lays down the foundation for the rest of the 5 other chapters. If we truly understand the first chapter, what God has in store for us, what God has given us, if we remember that, it will do us a lot of good for a better understanding of the rest of the scripture. Chapter 1, verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessings in Christ. In order for us to receive every spiritual blessing, we have to live in Christ, then we will receive this kind of blessing. Apart from him, according to King David preaching in Psalm 16, apart from him, there's no good things. So you have to be in Christ in order to receive this kind of blessing. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. In verse 4, for he chose us. He chose us in Christ. Circle the word in him, together in Christ, link it together. God chose us in Christ. God bless us in Christ. God do everything in Christ. If you do not have Jesus Christ, you get nothing. If you are in Jesus Christ, you get everything. God chose us in Christ. When did he choose us? Before the creation of the world. Why would he chose us? He chose us to be holy, to be blameless in his sight. Some people can pretend to be holy, pretend to be blameless before man. You cannot pretend anything in the presence of God. If you are in Christ Jesus, indeed you are holy and you are blameless in his sight. So he chose us before the creation of the world. I want you to write that down. Before the creation of the world, that means before God, in chapter 1, before God created the universe, before God created the earth. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 1, you realize that God created earth before he created the sun. It's amazing, eh? God created the earth before he created the sun and moon. On the fourth day, God created the sun and the moon. So the oldest planet is the earth. Okay? Even that guy say amen. Keep going. He chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight. I want you to remember that. He chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight before the creation of the world. Before the creation of the world means before he created Adam and Eve. Before Adam and Eve sinned against God, he has already chosen us to be holy and blameless. I want you to write that down. Right beside holy and blameless, you write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Because Paul knew that God chose us in Christ Jesus before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, because Paul knew that. So that's why when he blessed the saint in Thessalonica, he said that, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. Sanctify you through and through means make you holy and blameless completely. If God chose us in Christ Jesus before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, because this is the will of God, then Paul prayed for the saint in Thessalonica. May God himself, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of peace, the Father of all compassion, sanctify you, make you holy through and through, make you holy completely in his sight. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. One kind of blessing is before the creation of the world. Another kind of blessing is at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in between, you write that down, we have to work out our salvation. Live a holy life by the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say that one more time. He chose us to be holy and blameless before the creation of the world in Christ Jesus, in his presence, in his sight. That's the very beginning. At the very end, at his second coming, he prayed that the God of all peace to sanctify us through and through. May your spirit, soul, and body at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ be holy and blameless. The God who is faithful, who call you, and he will do it. And in other words, this kind of prayer meet God's requirement. This kind of prayer rise up to the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord smelled that, and he accept this kind of prayer. And he answered this kind of prayer. And in between, he also keep on praying that God give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we know him better. At the beginning, we are holy and blameless. At the very end, before the second coming of our Jesus Christ, when we see him in the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are holy and blameless. And in between, you work out your salvation. Listen to what God has to say and work out your salvation with fear and trembling, fearing that we don't trust in Jesus Christ, live in Jesus Christ to live a holy life. Thinking that you can live a holy life by your own self, then you are foolish. You write that down. Right beside 2:12, Philippians 2:12, you write down, not equal to Galatians chapter 3:3. You receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Are you going to work out your salvation to live a holy life and blameless life by your own strength? Are you so foolish? So indeed, a lot of people are foolish. They get themselves into trouble. They think it. They're thinking that they can live a holy life by their own strength. How do we live a holy life? Not 3:3, but 5:25. If we live by the power of the Holy Spirit, we keep in step with the Holy Spirit. How do we live a holy life? We have to be born again by the Holy Spirit, and then ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we can keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Walk in according with the Holy Spirit. Not work out your own salvation by your own strength. Work out your salvation by the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who is at will, who is at work in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. What is his good purpose? He has chosen you to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus before the creation of the world in his sight. And then at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to sanctify you through and through, completely. And may your spirit, soul, and body be blameless at the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you to be holy, the one who chose you to be holy, he's faithful, he will do that. He will sanctify you. In other words, God sanctify you, you got to sanctify yourself. God save you, you got to save yourself. God forgive you, you got to forgive other people. That's how we work out the salvation. God loved you, God expects you to using his love to love other people by the power of the Holy Spirit. What did I say, Moses? Tell me, what did you learn so far? God, let me ask your sister, okay? Hannah, what, within the last 15 minutes, what have you heard? Oh, a lot. That impressed upon your heart. Tell me what impressed upon your heart. To live by the Holy Spirit? Okay. And what else? Joyce, what else? So God chose us before the creation of the world. If we say to other people, we are chosen people, is there anything to brag about? Nothing to brag about. If you want to boast, you boast what? You boast in the Lord, because he chose you before you have done anything. Right? He chose you before the creation of the world. He chose you before even you were born. Right? He chose you to be holy and blameless in his sight in Christ Jesus. In order to receive this kind of blessing, you have to be in Christ Jesus. Now, I write that down. This is a straight line. Assuming that's the creation of the world right in here, God chose you before that. Okay? Now, that's the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. After the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who believes in him will never sin, because he has a new body, new life. For sure we are holy. Okay? For sure we are holy from then onward. But right at this time, that is Thessalonians. Chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. Do you know that? That is the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. He sanctifies you through and through. He makes your spirit, body, and soul blameless and holiness and holy. Right at him, he won't judge you. The one who call you, he's faithful. He will do it. He will answer the prayer, the blessing that Paul raised up as an incense rise to his throne. God say, I accept this kind of prayer. These are the prayer that we should pray for ourselves. Make sure that we live a holy life. And now, in between, you write down Philippians 2:12-13. We work out our salvation. When you work out your salvation, it is God who is at work in you to will and to act. You say, I want to be holy. I want to be blameless in Christ Jesus. So help me, God. And because it is you who is at work in me to will and to act, I have a strong desire to live a holy life, to live a blameless life. That is what you want me to be, and that's what I want. I agree with you. I agree with your will for my own good. All right? So these are the kind of prayer that we need. And in between, that is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1. As far as the wise people is concerned, as far as the righteous people is concerned, whatever they have done, all that they have done, all that they have said is in God's hand. It's God is at work in you to will and to act according to its good purpose. In other words, I want you to write that down, write that picture, 2 points, and in between, not equal to Galatians 3:3, because we don't want to be a foolish man, but in Galatians 5:25. Moses, write that down. I want you to study it at home and check it out to see that what I say is true or not. If it's true, impress it upon your heart. When people ask you why you believe in God, you can tell them. You can tell them. This is the kind of spiritual blessing in heavenly realm God has given us because he chose us to be holy and blameless in the heavenly realm. And now in the earthly realm, he wants us to be holy and blameless too in the earthly realm. Okay? But not rely upon our own strength, but rely upon the strength of our heavenly Father. Okay? Make sure at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, your spirit, soul, and body are holy and blameless. Just like you are holy and blameless before the creation of the world, before even sins against God, before even you were born. Because God is holy. Without holiness, no one can see God the Father. In other words, if we're holy, we will be able to see God the Father. When you see him, you will be transformed just like him. That's why King David in Psalm chapter 4, verse 6, he said, a lot of people ask me, what is the good blessing? Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. Many are asking King David, who can show us any good? What is the best thing in life? A lot of people say, well, I want to be rich. No, it's not. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. Write that down. Acts chapter 9. The Lord make his face shine upon Saul and change him around to become Apostle Paul. And ever since then, he's totally different person. That's the best blessing. Let the light of your face shine upon us. I want you to write that down. Revelation chapter 1. That's how God transformed the life of Apostle John. Because Jesus Christ's face shined upon Apostle John. Go back to Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord, so that we know who you are. We realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, not only Son, S-O-N, Son of God, when he make his face shine upon you, then you know in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, he is the Son of Righteousness. He is God, because God is light. I read that to you. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness, write that right beside that, the Son of Righteousness. You write down Psalm chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. God has prepared a place for that heavenly sun. That's the sunlight that we see now. And he said, Jesus Christ is just like that sun, but he's the Son of Righteousness. When he come out the first time, he come out like a bridegroom, right beside bridegroom. You write down Matthew chapter 25. When he come as a bridegroom, whoever has lamb and has oil in the extra jar, they will be taken up to attend the wedding supper of the lamb. The wedding supper of the lamb is the Matthew chapter 22. You write down Matthew chapter 25. Make sure you are the wise virgin. You have the lamb. You can shine for Jesus. You have extra jar with oil, and you wait for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of Righteousness appeared to you as a bridegroom. He come back to take you to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. Brother and sister, if you miss 19:5a, miss the Lord Jesus Christ as the bridegroom, that means you have to be remain on earth to go through the 7 years of tribulation. That means you are foolish virgin. He wants you to spare you from all the pain and suffering. Through that 7 years of tribulation, through pain and suffering, your life will be changed. How do you want your life to be changed? Through pain and suffering? Or being a wise virgin? Right beside Matthew chapter 25, the wise virgin. Matthew chapter 22, the one who are called to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. They say yes. They don't give all kind of excuse. Oh, I get houses here. I get few here. I can look at this. I can look at that. But don't look at the Bible. Then you left behind to go through the pain and suffering. People can read the Bible and understand that. Spare him from going through all the affliction and suffering. And people say, no, I don't want to do that. No problem. Because you are chosen before the foundation, before the creation of the world. He chose you to be holy and blameless. He will make you suffer pain. And then later on, you say yes to Jesus. Is that what you want? If that's what you want, then you look at Jesus as what? Psalm 19, verse 5b. The B is Jesus Christ, act like a champion, rejoicing to run his course. That means he fight the final battle. Write the champion, you write down Revelation 19. You know what I mean by champion? He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. and fight the third world war, the final battle, and everybody know that he's the champion. But when you see that he is the champion, that means you have gone through what? 7 years of tribulation. Brother and sister, I want to let you know so that you get at least a comfort when you are suffering. Because he chose you before you sinned against God. He chose you already to be holy and to be blameless. But you don't act like holy, you don't act like blameless, you do your own thing. So he let you go through pain and suffering in the 7 years of tribulation. According to Revelation chapter 20, there are a lot of people during that 7 years of tribulation. Refused to have the mark on his right hand, refused to have mark on the forehead, refused to worship idol, refused to follow Satan. He followed Jesus, willing to die. And that kind of people, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, these kind of faithful people in the pain and suffering, willing to follow Jesus. Jesus said, you're going to be priests and reign with me as king for 1,000 years after the 7 years of tribulation. You still get the blessing. But this is plan B. You understand? This is foolish virgin. He's still a virgin, right? He's still virgin because he was chosen to be holy and blameless. If you're not holy and not blameless, you're not a virgin, right? You're a virgin, but you're foolish. Brother and sister, write that Proverbs chapter 9, verse 6. Leave your simple way, leave your foolish way that you will live. When you live, walk in the way of understanding. Walk by following the Holy Spirit. Walk in step with Jesus Christ. Spare you a lot of pain and suffering. Okay? You know what? Some people, you write down Matthew chapter 27. The one who betrayed Jesus, called Judas, one of the 12 apostles. He's the last one. When he is in pain and suffering, because he didn't listen to Jesus' sermon, all he wants is blessing, earthly blessing, money. When he is pain and suffering, he go and find elders and priests and Pharisees. He didn't go and confess his sins before Jesus Christ. I want you to write that down. If you go your own way, you know my phone number. When you're in deep trouble, you call God first. And then you call Pastor John. Leave a message. You know my phone number? Write that down now. 587-319-6149. Don't go and find Pharisee. Judah confessed his sin not before Jesus. He do only half of it. He confessed it before the earthly priest. You know what the earthly priest say? Matthew chapter 27. What it got to do with me? You bear your own sins. If you come to Pastor John, he will tell you how to confess your sins, how to repent. Don't be foolish all the way. Then you go to hell all the way. What's my phone number, Moses? 319-316. You called the wrong number. That's Pharisee number, you know? Oh, man. Okay. Keep going. Verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And then in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ. All the blessing that God gives to us, either in Christ Jesus or through Jesus Christ. If it is not in Christ Jesus, if it is not through Jesus Christ, we get nothing. You write that down? In Christ and through Jesus Christ. You write down Psalm chapter 16. Listen to what King David said. 16:2, I said to the Lord, this Lord is Jesus Christ. I said to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Make sure you want to get all kind of blessing from God. Make sure you get it in Christ Jesus. Make sure that you get it in Christ Jesus. And then I want you to write that down. Psalm 130, verse 4, and then verse 7. Three kind of blessing. For with Christ Jesus, there is forgiveness of your sin, therefore you are free. Forgiveness of sins is not the New Testament teaching. Forgiveness of sin is also the Old Testament teaching. Take a look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. He predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ in according with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood. In Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins. Right beside the forgiveness of sins, you write down Psalm 130, verse 4. For with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is forgiveness of sin. Therefore, you are free. In verse 7, two other blessings. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why should you put your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, I have no good things. What are the good things? Good thing number one, the forgiveness of your sin. Good thing number two, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is unfailing love. Right beside unfailing love, that is salvation. Psalm 119, verse 41. O Lord, according to your word, let your love means your salvation come to me. Your unfailing love, what does it mean by unfailing love? That means he gonna save you. He gonna save you to the very, very end. Because he has chosen you to be holy and blameless, he gonna answer poor prayer to make you holy, sanctify you through and through. Your spirit, soul, and body will be blameless in his sight at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only before the creation of the world, at the judgment time, in between, he will watch over you. He will guide you. And he will help you. And he will enable you. How did he know that he guide you? You got to study it yourself, man. You got to daily study the Bible. Take a look at to see whether it is. It is what it is. Okay? Don't just study the Bible once a week on Sunday. Study the Bible daily. Because the word of the Lord, man does not live on bread alone. Man live on the very word that come from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you live. You don't live like that. You are living dead. You live your own life. You know what happened? You live your own life. When you sin against God, above the limit, you become the object of God's wrath. According to chapter 2, then you're going to suffer pain. Don't go beyond the limit. When you play not in the front yard. You play in the backyard, within the wooden fence. You step out, you are on your own. Within the boundary, you are in Christ Jesus. Outside the boundary, you are what, Moses? You are on your own, right? Within the boundary, you are sound and safe. Okay? So that's why we have to learn what is our boundary. Make sure we don't go beyond the boundary, otherwise we get hurt. Especially when you are like Wong Ka and two of his family go to Florida. Listen to me very carefully. When you go to Florida, you don't let your dog running wild. Especially if your property is right beside the ravine or right beside the river. Because so many crocodiles, your lovely dog will be eaten by the crocodile with nothing left behind. What's the name of your dog? Oreo. Oh, he said, well, this is a real Oreo to the crocodile. You know what I mean? Hey, when you have a baby, don't let the baby play around right beside the river. We all know that in Florida, that is what it is. A lot of wild crocodiles. Right? Within the house, you're good to go. A lot of things on earth, there's a lot of dangerous stuff. We got to be very careful. Don't go beyond the boundary. Keep going. The third blessing. With the Lord Jesus Christ, Psalm 130 verse 7, is full redemption. You know what is full redemption? Total redemption. Redemption before the creation of the world, you write that down. Redemption at the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. And then Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, right? You get before the creation of the world, you have full redemption. And at the second coming, you have full redemption. And in between, what kind of redemption? You write down 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Full redemption, you get that in between. You write that down. 2 Corinthians, the in between redemption, full redemption. Chapter 1 verse 10. God has delivered us from such a deadly peril. That is what? That's before the creation of the world. And then he will deliver us. And on him, or in him, we have set our hope. And he will continue to deliver us. He will deliver us in the past. He will deliver us in the future. And in between, he will continue to deliver you. My God is very, very good God. Right? But make sure you don't go beyond the boundary. I want you to write that down right in between. In between, make sure you write down Luke chapter 15. The shepherd lost one sheep. The shepherd will go and find him. The woman who lose one corn, and the woman will find him. Find the corn. A father has two sons. As a matter of fact, he lost two sons. But one come back. The other still waiting for him to repent. Make sure When you wander away from God, make sure at the dangerous time, you know how to come back. You know what? Make sure we are wiser. Listen to me. Make sure that we are wiser than a dog. Dog doesn't know how to read the map. But wherever the dog go, what did he do? He marked the territory. You remember that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He do it. He marked the territory, so he know how to come back. Make sure you mark the territory. You think about that. Where go wrong? Okay? Then Luke chapter 15, you be the prodigal son and come back. But if you are wise, don't go away. What did I say? Mark your territory. Okay? I stop here. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Help us to meditate on your word. When we are in deep trouble, we recount what we have done. We know where it goes wrong, so that we know to turn back. And give us wisdom and give us strength to come back so that we be blessed by you once more time. I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.